Winter in Argentina is at the same time as summer in the Northern Hemisphere, from June to September. It is difficult to describe the weather in Argentina because the country is so big and has so many different climates. However, in most of the country there are marked seasons, meaning that winter is significantly colder than summer. Winter is considered low season, as most visitors come to Argentina in summer, which is also when Argentinians take their holidays. But precisely for this reason, winter can be a nice time to look around, with less people and sometimes lower prices. Let's see some nice ways to spend winter in Argentina. Iguazu. In summer, the epic sights of the Iguazu Falls and National Park are generally accompanied by an intense, inescapable heat. In winter, however, you will be more free to enjoy the park in your own time and with less people around you. With an average of 7 days of rain a month, you are still likely to escape it. I highly recommend visiting both the Argentinian and the Brazilian side of the Iguazu Falls, as the experience is so different. Each visit requires a full day. Salta and Jujuy. If authenticity is important for you, then winter can be a great time to visit Salta and Jujuy. The many beautiful small towns easily become overcrowded in the summer, especially in the carnival season in February. In winter, you will have these picturesque villages to yourself. In the cities of Salta and Jujuy, the winter is mild. However, in the smaller towns, particularly in Jujuy, temperatures can reach freezing at night. It is best to rent a car to visit both Jujuy's Quebrada de Humahuaca and Salta's Quebrada de las Conchas. To visit the Quebrada de las Flechas in Salta, it might be better to pay for a tour, as you are likely to damage your rental car on the dirt road. Bariloche. Unlike the other places mentioned so far, Bariloche's high season is winter, and for one good reason: skiing. Despite attracting large crowds, Bariloche has the space with over 70 kilometers of piste to make the most of. You should book accommodation and skiing in advance. Mendoza. Mendoza is famous for its vineyards, beautiful city center, and stunning backdrop of the Andes. Although wine isn't being made in the winter, vineyards still operate some tours and tasting sessions. The quiet streets of Mendoza are generally still warm during the day and cold at night. Although further from the city than in Bariloche, many people also visit Mendoza to ski in the winter. For a more relaxing time, visit one of the natural thermal springs in and around the mountains. Buenos Aires. I love Buenos Aires. Despite spring and summer generally having more enjoyable weather, the Argentinian capital is a great place to be all year round. Whether you are strolling the back streets of San Telmo or looking for a party in Palermo, there is always something to do. In June and July, the average temperature during the day is 15 degrees. So if you want to do outdoor activities, like visit the Recoleta Cemetery, explore the Caminito in La Boca, or visit one of the nice parks, it would be best to do this in the middle of the day. At night, you'll need a coat. Take yourself to a great pizzeria on the Avenida Corrientes, drink a glass of wine in Recoleta, or have a café con leche and media lunas, croissants, in any of the beautiful coffee shops throughout this bustling city. Are you thinking of travelling in Argentina in winter? Or do you have some recommendations for other travellers? Let us know in the comments section below.